Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study of church fellowship, we were taught that when we receive Christ, we are delivered from the penalty of sin and the power of sin, but not from the presence of sin. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Let's see the following passages that are dealing with fellowship. 1 John chapter 1, verses 6 and 7. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Now let's think about that. You can say you have fellowship, but you're walking in darkness? Well, that's a lie. Imagine one of those men in England that earned this fellowship at a university, and they don't pursue their field of study. They just want to sit there, eat, and room and board, and they want to do other things, and they don't give the time to that. Well, before too long, they're gone. Now, they can say they have fellowship there, but the truth of the matter is they're not walking in fellowship. Well, in like matter, when we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. What is walking in darkness? Well, I think 1 John 2:15-17 is a good answer to that. Now understand, the Gospel of John and then the epistles of 1st, 2nd, 3rd John refer to this idea of light and darkness. And thereby, when we read 1 John 2:15-17, we read this: love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Now, there are a lot out there today teaching that we have so much liberty to fulfill all these desires that we're not under the law. And so if you have rules, you have standards, you're a legalist. Well, then you pretty well have to classify all the New Testament as a legalist document, because there's many, 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 over 600 imperative commands in the New Testament, and they are very strong. So again, if any man love not the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. Now let me say this. When you got saved, you received a new nature. You were delivered from the penalty of sin, and you were delivered from the power of sin. However, you were not, I say and repeat, you were not delivered from the presence of sin. And that sin is always enticed, it's always manifested through our old nature. That sin acts up through the old nature that we still have in us, because the old nature is not eradicated in this life. And so that's how it affects us. And how does it work? It works through the lust of our flesh, the lust of our eyes, and the pride of life. It says, and the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Now, people say they love God, but the Bible tells us plainly right here, if your love is for the world, the desires of the flesh, then the love of God is not really in you, no matter what you say. If God says that, then it's true. Now, we, through salvation, are graduates. Now we are called into a fellowship with God. That fellowship or department you are now in does not allow darkness. In 1 Peter 1:14-16, as obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Here's a New Testament passage that goes back as strength for its presentation, the Old Testament scriptures. Be ye holy, for I am holy. And to be holy in all matter of life. But he says, as obedient children, well, you're obedient. Some people want to call you a legalist. Not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust. You know, the fashioning there has the idea of not emulating. And in that sense, it takes us back there to the Old Testament. In several cases, there were the children of Israel in the wilderness who were worshiping the golden calf. But they were doing that in honor of Jehovah. Well, God was very displeased. He was offended by that. We think of the two sons of Aaron when they offered strange incense and fire come down and consumed them. I imagine that they thought, well, look, this is the incense we smelled in Egypt, and it smells better than the one we're supposed to. I think it'd be better to do it this way, and it's for Jehovah. Now, God was not pleased. In Ezekiel chapter 8, we again see the same thing going on, where the priestly worship is going, the priestly services, everything's going on inside the temple, sacrifices, etc. But then there's the elements of the world that is also in there that Ezekiel's allowed to see. Now, those elements made them feel good in every case. Boy, the people rising to dance and to play and everything else, well, that made the people feel good. But you see, there's a war that goes on between the spirit and the flesh. And what felt good was the flesh, the old nature. And so, again, we're not to fashion ourselves according to the former lust. We're in a fellowship now with God. We are to walk in righteousness and true holiness. So that's the pursuit that we're giving, to seek holiness. And as you do, Philippians 4:19 says, "But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." You say, oh man, I don't think I can do it. Well, you're right, you can't. Neither can I. But through Christ we can do all things, can we not? And so our God, who is rich in glory, can supply that need. 1 Thessalonians 5:24, "Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it." Hey, if God's called you to do something, he's also decided he was going to supply you the ability and the help to do it. And he's called you to holiness, as he has all who are saved. And so this just shows that he supplies our needs for the pursuit. Now, since we are in fellowship with the local church, let us now read verse 7 here of 1 John chapter 1. "But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship." There's that fellowship, that partnership again, one with another. "And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin." Now, please notice, we must walk in the light as he, that is God, is in the light. There are two passages that come to my mind. John 1:4, "In him was life, and that life was the light of men." Also, I think of Psalms 1:1-3. "Blessed is man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, but nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But," now here's a difference, "his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night." Now notice, it's a delight and not a drudgery. It's only a drudgery to those whose relationship to the Lord is not real. "And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. And his leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." So we walk by light. But what is the light by which we walk? Psalms 119:105, and you know it because it's the text verse of this broadcast every day we come on. "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." And so it's the word of God that gives us light. Our fellowship is based on the word of God. We commit ourselves to one another, but never do we overlook or tolerate continued darkness in one another. Too often, in this day in which we live, we dress up our capitulation to modernism, postmodernism, contemporary religion, and new evangelicalism with fancy terms as tolerance, responsibility, sensitivity, and love. Well, actually, it's time for we who are fundamentalists to quit having that kind of fellowship with the world, quit being pacifists by our endorsement of the darkness in religious wrappings. It's time that we stand and decide we're going to be in fellowship with God, and then we're going to be in fellowship with those who are in fellowship with God, and we're not going to be in the majority. It doesn't matter if we're in the majority. What matters is that we're in fellowship with God. Now, we will not be perfect nor sinless in this life, but we have the promise that the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Now we look at Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 11. And have no fellowship. There's that word fellowship again. We don't enter into that partnership. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Now, the word fellowship here is a stronger Greek word for fellowship. It's sukanoio. Now, it's the same as koinonia in many ways, but it's just, you might say, a lengthening of the word. But the word means to participate with someone in something. Again, it's the idea of a partnership. We aren't to partnership with the works of darkness. For example, unsavory characters may go to the casinos to gamble. But a partnership that keeps it religious and uses God's name goes to bingo to gamble. It may sound religious, but it's still conformity to the world. How many applications can you make right now as you listen to that fellowship with music, language, dress? And we figure all kind of ways, better than a courtroom lawyer figuring out ways to try to justify it. Do not tolerate these things. Do not partnership with these things, even if the intention is to accomplish good, even if the person in those things are family members or friends who have been friends for many years. Romans chapter 3, verse 8, makes this statement. And not rather, as we be slanderously reported, and as some affirm that we say, let us do evil that good may come, whose damnation is just. There are people saying, well, Paul says we have liberty to do this. We do these things, other people might get saved. And the Apostle Paul was answering that charge saying, look, that's slander against us.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.